Finishing touches are being made before Thursday night's reopening of the Orpheum Theater. The $13 million renovation has been underway for nearly 2 years. The last time the doors were opened at the Orpheum Theater was August 27, 2005, when there were preparations underway for a play scheduled to open that weekend. Hurricane Katrina made sure that didn't happen. 10 years later, a preview party was hosted for friends of the new owners, Roland and Mary von Kernatowski and Dr. Eric George. Now, the Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra will be returning for the grand opening. They had performed for years at the Orpheum before Katrina. Other entertainers were on the bill decades past, in the days of vaudeville. General Manager Kristen Shannon is familiar with every part of the theater. During a recent tour, she recalled what it looked like after the storm and what needed help first.
The first floor seats were gone. Those were the main damage, but that water was really in here for a brief amount of time and then out. The great news was when we looked at the architectural detail and all of the details of this ornate ceiling that you're looking at and the beautiful proscenium, this Beaux Arts architecture, you know, this was all intact. I mean, this wasn't damaged. There wasn't a lot of water coming in. Some of the exit doorways with those gorgeous plaster work, some of that was damaged, and we did repair and restore that plaster. And then, of course, the owner's wife, one of the owners, Roland von Kernatowski, his wife is a decor artist, Mary von Kernatowski, and she went through, researched all the original paint colors, and then was able to recreate those facades and make them look gorgeous. And the other owner is Dr. Eric George.
Standing at the top floor of the second balcony, it's a steep step down to the seating, but that ensures no blocked views. Shannon says the renovation had to not only polish the Orpheum's architectural gems, but had to include modern amenities. There are now 6 bars, bathrooms on every floor, and 1,500 new seats. Job Superintendent Brett Olive has been working throughout the renovation, and he quickly discovered that the theater was something special to people. Several curious passersby walked in off the street during the restoration.
There was quite a few stories about dance recitals held here, you know. I don't know the particulars, but there was a lot of stories about dance recitals and little kids, you know, coming up here on stage and performing, and what a great place this was.
And then they would come to you as adults and ask to take a peek inside?
Yeah. Yes, a lot of people did.
Shannon has a story of her own.
My favorite memory is Handel's Messiah, where we'd have full chorus on stage. It was the holidays, and you would almost inevitably go over to the Roosevelt first and or after and experience their beautiful lobby all decorated. And then the orchestra would perform Handel's Messiah with the symphony chorus. So I did, I performed with them about 3.5 years.
The modern changes include a ground floor that she says will transform the space from theater to Mardi Gras ball to wedding reception for 300 guests. It lifts up to be level with the stage. She explains how it works.
So we are walking onto where you see this hinge point. This is where the slope begins. When we turn one electric switch, this floor goes down 44 inches and will be at a slope, an incline, for our theater seating. And these chairs are removable. So they come in for the when the slope is down and for an orchestra performance or for a play. We have to be quiet. Or some shows like Dwight Yoakam will have full seats in the orchestra. And then we remove these completely and the floor comes back up. Those are stage extensions. So they meet that extension and then you can walk literally from the front door to the back wall of the theater backstage, all on the same level.
I see. It's coming up to meet the stage.
It's coming up to meet
not the stage going down to meet the floor.
Yes, yes. So very unique. And it was an engineering feat of genius on the part of our construction crew. There's really no other floor like it. And hopefully, you know, it can be a model for other theaters looking to do something similar. But it is going to be an amazing feature.
Olive says the structure posed some tough problems. What's been the most challenging part?
Everything's been challenging because you're introducing all new mechanical in an old building, and everything's been a challenge because nothing fit the way the engineers, you know, it's all been a challenge. But I think the floor was a big challenge, the gallery upstairs where we took out the old concrete and put new structural steel in was a big challenge, you know.
And what are you going to be pointing out to your family and friends when they come and see it?
Mostly just how pretty the stuff that you can see is, And luckily that was in pretty good shape. I mean, we had to totally re-skim all the plaster and repaint everything, but in a whole it was in pretty good shape.
She was asking if we were going to be ready for next Thursday for the symphony's opening night. I said, absolutely.
Oh, definitely. We don't have a choice.
We're excited to hear it. Actually, they're going to load in for their first rehearsal on Tuesday, and they decided that they wanted to bring the musicians in a day early just to walk through because they felt like it was going to be such an emotional experience for most of them to return, that they want them to be able to kind of walk around and get a sense of the space before they actually try to rehearse and make music.
So there you go. Now you have to be ready.
We will be ready.
Okay.
I can guarantee it.
The Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra will be performing Mahler's Resurrection Symphony when the Orpheum reopens for business Thursday night.